USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee announcing that his party has introduced a resolution in the House condemning what they call President Trump's failure to stand up to Vladimir Putin over Russia's election hacking during their summit in Helsinki.
The Helsinki summit really brought to a head an entirely new and destructive direction that Donald Trump would bring this country.
The president may not be able to silence his foes on the other side of the aisle, but he is considering removing the security clearances of several former intelligence chiefs who are critical of him. One of those on the list is Michael Hayden, former director of the National Security Agency, who's been critical of Trump's actions in Helsinki.
The president kind of reverted to a raw, naked, unfiltered view of himself up there on stage, a few feet away from the president of the Russian Federation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
With a variety of products made in the USA, sitting behind President Trump, he addressed a crowd of business owners and economic leaders, saying the era of economic surrender has come to an end.
We're in the midst of a great economic revival in the United States. We've added 3.7 million new jobs since the election, including more than 370,000 in manufacturing alone. Remember, during the campaign, they all said, oh, you're never going to add manufacturing jobs.
In Monday's briefing, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defending President Trump's late-night tweet against Iran, which went out after Iran's president warned that a war with his country would be, quote, the mother of all wars. Trump's tweeted response included in capital letters, quote, never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Here's Sanders.
The president's been, I think, pretty strong since day one in his language towards Iran. He was responding to comments made from them.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It's still not known what prompted a gunman to open fire in the busy Greektown section of Toronto Sunday evening. An 18-year-old woman and a 10-year-old girl are dead, as is the gunman. 13 others were injured. Dr. Paul Hannum at Michael Garron Hospital.
I want to express my sincere appreciation to our highly skilled teams who were able to respond quickly to care for our community during this incident.
The 18-year-old who was killed was Reese Fallon, who was celebrating a birthday with friends when she was shot. The two friends were also shot and are hospitalized. She just graduated from Malvern Collegiate Institute. Existing home sales are off. Overall sales down 0.6% in June. That's the third straight monthly decline. Higher prices and fewer homes to blame. George Ratu with the National Association of Realtors says home sales under $250,000 are down because there are fewer of them.
For sales under $100,000, for those property sales were down close to 18%. For those 100 to 250,000, sales were down 7%. In fact, sales are only up for properties priced above $250,000 in June.
According to the Boston Herald, a mix-up on Fox News Monday gave a Democratic congressional candidate from Massachusetts a forum to criticize the president's immigration policies, confusing the hosts of the show who thought they were speaking with another candidate. The planned guest was Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick. Although a Democrat, she supports federal immigration border agents. Instead, appearing on the screen was a state senator in Massachusetts running for an open house seat who said what's being done along the border is illegal and inhumane. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.